Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Rectum?
Oh.
Gosh.
A couple of those drops now.
Let's have that
your
one.
Your favorite word.
Let's have that one just go away. What do you say?
It's not really how this station works.
Rectum.
Some drops we could get rid of. It's been fun today, Sam.
It's been
awesome. Thanks for filling in for Sean. Always a good time.
Thanks so much. I always have a blast. All of you guys. You guys are the best. And every time I fill in, you guys all have such a skill set. And I'm reminded of that every time I come in here. So truly an honor.
Damn, I was excited.
Not talking to you.
I am, Corby and Bob. All of y'all.
Hello.
Hello.
Bob.
And Dave.
And but Dave.
Don't worry about
of
it.
Of course, Dave.
Sorry.
258.
Not
what's
so
up,
much you.
And that other guy.
Thank you, Mino Holland. A very good sponsor is here.
Oh, my God.
GiveMeTheVin.com and ET's Market and Bakery.
We're
give
not
you Corby.
Do Dylan tributes.
No. Do we have might, Why Today Doesn't Suck?
You might need to repeat that. I don't think.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Was a good
GiveMeTheVin.com and ET's Market and Bakery.
Okay. Very good. All right, rectum Sam.
Rectum?
So Sam wants her rectum
Same
removed?
Rectum.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you hey, remove it? Like, how would you do that? I don't think that's possible, Dave. Today is
Always
June.
Wear a diaper.
Today is June 29th. Hey, you know what, Sam? I almost sent you a note today because I drove past a Dunkin'.
It's Monday.
A Dunkin'.
Uh-huh, and did you go inside?
Well, no. That's why I was texting, because I know you go there every day, but what do you get? You get an iced coffee?
Yeah, I'm always iced throughout year-round, 365.
And do you do it every day?
Yeah. Yeah, I went there. I would drive 20 minutes. I go to the Dunkin' off of 75.
The Northwest Highway?
Yeah, that's where I go.
It's mine.
Do you get the giant one?
I get a medium size. I still try to be healthy, so my usual go-to is a medium iced latte with whole milk and three Splenda.
Okay.
So I no, remember
no
that.
Flavor.
I'll never
no,
remember. No flavor. No flavor.
How has your friendship with Messi changed your life?
That was a very unique. It was a very unique moment. It completely caught me off guard. That was really. You were inside too, Bob, weren't you on Saturday as well?
Not nearly as close to Messi as you were.
I wasn't. I just. It
did
was,
you get his number?
I did not. No.
Did
I'm also
rectum
a fan.
Move?
Did you wish you knew Portuguese at that very moment?
Yes.
I think
yes.
You speak Spanish.
Spanish. That is on my
What's
list. I am learning Spanish this year. Rectum.
Portuguese is a little different than Spanish.
That's Brazil, bro.
Yeah. Today is June 29th, 2026, the 180th day of the year. 185 days are left in this year, and today is National Waffle Iron Day. Underrated
appliance.
Object. Yeah.
I love waffles.
I do too, man.
Yes.
They're so good.
So good.
Blue waffles?
Today is National Camera Day, Dave.
Dave.
And National
Dave.
Dart Game Day. In the year 922, and by the way, this is straight from the mind of EA. Just want to let you know.
Yes.
The kingdom.
Kingdom.
Yay, we're starting off on a bad foot here. Well, what is it? The Kingdom of West Franks crowns Robert I as King of West Francia after deposing Charles the Simple.
Charles the Simple?
He just talked Charles out of it.
No, I mean, it just doesn't seem like it belongs.
I did it because you're Corby Simple and therefore Charles the Simple.
You mean Simple Corby?
It's one of your ancestors.
You is Charles. You is Corby Simple.
Oh, yeah.
Booyakasha.
Yeah. Let's skip down to 1899. The Brazos River, or as EA puts it, the Brazo River in Texas, floods 12 miles wide, causing $10 million in damage. 1940 Ham, Batman Comics. Mobsters rub out a circus highwire team known as the Flying Graysons, leaving their son, Dick, as a... Sam, I want to apologize to America and you.
Why?
Just because. Just Dave.
Hey, you guys are going to training camp, right?
Yeah.
We'll be out there.
First week of August. Does that mesh with you?
Yeah, we're going to, Mike and I are out there from, I think, July 26th through the 8th.
Okay.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Yeah,
you
we'll
guys
cross
got
over.
Multiple weeks.
So, we'll be doing some fun segments with you guys.
Are you driving?
Mike doesn't like when I drive.
No.
He doesn't like to drive either.
He doesn't like women driving?
Yeah. No, he doesn't. In 1954, the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission voted to revoke Dr. Robert Oppenheimer, or Bobby, as he was known, security clearance, effectively ending his career as a nuclear physicist. It was a good run he had, though, you know, with the bomb and all. In 1958, the FIFA World Cup final.
Okay.
Oh. Let's let Bob guess this.
The trick?
Bob's Super Bowl trick.
No, we're not quite ready for air, but I want to say Brazil beat Sweden?
Bingo.
Who was okay. MVP?
You know a score? You know where...
I don't know the score. You can't ask me to add the score to the World Cup thing in year one.
5-2.
Yeah.
Pelé scored twice.
Pelé? There's no player that's ever been named Pelé. There's a couple Pelés along the way.
I choose to pronounce it correctly. In 1964, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 passed the U.S. Senate after a 60-working-day filibuster by Southern senators, and that ended racism.
That's good.
That was the final day of racism, so congratulations. In 2000, Eminem's mommy went to court claiming defamation of character in a $10 million civil suit after taking exception to the line in Eminem's song, "My mother smokes more dope than I do," from her son's single, "My Name Is."
I mean, lighten up, Mom.
Spot the lie.
Right? Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, man.
You going to take him to court for that?
I'm like, with you, dog.
You just want to be in court all day with Eminem for everything he says?
P1 birthdays. Let's see. Happy 17th birthday to P1 Jackson. Did we do this already? His leaders are Bob the Dictator and Don Arredondo. We did that one, right?
Did we?
I thought we did. Maybe
sounds
not.
Familiar.
For his birthday, he would like to hear a Bob bragging montage or "What's in Norm's Underwear" drop. Thanks. Jackson listens every day and maybe your biggest fan. Thank you, Jackson.
Yeah, that might be a do-over.
Okay, well, either way.
I haven't had a Big Mac in forever.
I had dinner last night with a person I believe to be one of the most active mid-80s males.
Right now, I guess I'm doing three jobs.
What was that? I'm not even going to get into it.
Like, who do I have lunch with?
Yeah.
I don't have any idea.
I don't have TikTok.
You can't even decode yourself.
Well, he's dead now.
It's been a lot of lunches, you have to admit.
This is from Amy.
Yeah, so I follow the CFL on Twitter.
Hey, guys, yesterday was my birthday, Amy, and I didn't get my my S together to email on Friday. I'm wishing myself a happy birthday because I'm an out-of-town P1, so none of my friends or family get my ticket obsession. My leaders are the Musers, the Rant, and Simple Corby. Drop request, Corby's problematic when talking about the Japanese earthquake, I think. Well, good luck finding that.
Wait, it was your birthday yesterday?
Oh, no.
What?
Did you say it was your birthday?
No, I'm reading this from the perspective.
I was like, happy birthday.
Yeah. Man, he's read his birthday three times now.
I'd love to recap the last 30 seconds of her daydream.
This is from a P1. I'm reading.
My mind is just not.
Like, where was she in the last 30 seconds?
Oh, my God, it's your birthday! But it was Bob and Dave's birthday last week, Sam.
Gotcha.
She heard the word birthday and just.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? When I was interviewing the Japanese guy at the World Cup game the other day, I did it again. Y'all didn't notice that. He said that he lives in Michigan or he's a doctor, and I go,
When you appropriated their culture.
Yeah.
He returned it to you.
He knew.
He's ranting?
He knew I was one of him.
Where was that, Dave?
Dave?
I swear.
What?
He's showing off for her.
It's 3:07 on Monday.
Oh. Is that what day it is?
Yeah. Hi, Monty of the Great Beyond. That's right. We lost Justin today. The Gentleman of Charlie's Thursday. What? Let me get this together. The Gentleman of Charlie's Thursday Ticket Drop School would like to wish a happy birthday to Charleston great P1 Charlie White. Charlie was recently wedded to be married, so we can speculate as if he got woken up in that special way. His leaders are Corby's American Airlines status. I need to get that back up. And the Touchdown Brothers drop request Keyshawn Johnson's response to Grego. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you look for that.
Wait, it's your birthday, Corby?
No, actually, David, it's not.
He was reading another one.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's actually what this whole segment is.
It's other people's birthdays.
You guys need to just, sorry to interrupt, but one quick thing. You know what would be fun if you guys did a segment on what all of your zodiac signs are? I don't know if you guys are picking.
Oh, no, Sam.
I think we're good.
I remember having this conversation with you before, and you went way deep. Like, you were way into it. It's almost like you know a lot about that, though, don't you?
I do, and I know a lot of your ladies listening out here, the P1s, I know they believe in it, too. Some of the guys do, I'm sure, maybe even if you don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
Sam, can I disappoint you about the Zodiac?
Yeah.
Those aren't your true signs.
What do you mean?
See, the constellations turn every 33 years because of the Earth.
What are we doing?
And it wobbles. So therefore, what we think is truly our Zodiac signs are not really our Zodiac signs. So it's all a lie.
That sounds like indisputable proof to me.
Is this part of the fun part of this?
Wait, sorry, did he just say it was my birthday?
I think so.
We're doing this on Corby's birthday.
Sports birthdays, Jude Bellingham, the Brit soccer man, is 23.
Boy, just another. Boy, Liverpool's going to get this guy. Fake transfer frenzy happens every summer.
Future Maverick today, Kawhi Leonard, is 35. Mm-hmm. We hope.
Only 35.
What? Right. We got like eight more years left of peak Kawhi.
What are we doing?
Don't worry about it.
Joe Johnson, the former basketball star for the Suns, is 45. Michael Porter Jr. with his back and his ring is 28. The Champagne twins, Julian and Justin, are 25. DeCamillis, the former Cowboys special teams coordinator, is 60. You guys know Joe D?
Sure.
Okay.
Have you ever been to his restaurant?
That's Joe T. Garcia.
Joe
but
D.
I respect it.
Camila Mendez, actress from Masters of the Universe, and as EA says, really, really hot, is 32. Lance Barber, the dad from Young Sheldon, is 53. Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls is 48. Colin Jost, the Saturday Night Live Weekend Update host, is 44. Of course, married to ScarJo.
Holy crap, baby.
Gary Busey is 82. Wow.
I am not your Gary Busey boy.
What was his name? Bob, Mr. Joshua?
Yeah.
And Lethal Weapon?
Mr. Joshua, your left arm, please.
Wow. Charlemagne the God is 48. Born on this day, but dead, Richard Lewis. One of our favorites for Curb. R.I.P. indeed. Sam, did you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I didn't. I know. I got a lot of stuff to watch, guys.
Sam, we could stick Sam in a room. And on a loop for 24 hours, she has to stay awake for 1 year straight, and she would not be caught up on TV. You're so behind.
I really am.
And then the next year we do movies, and it still wouldn't. You'd still be behind there, too.
You guys know this. You've heard about it.
Yes. You're the worst.
I am.
Or the best. We don't know. We're not sure.
Too busy reading signs.
Yeah.
Asking people to roll up their sleeve.
Dead on this day, still dead, Carl Reiner. Dead at the age of 98 in 2021, the great Carl Reiner. K Katharine Hepburn died in 2003 at 96. The Loons, Norman. The Loons.
Okay, I was wondering if we were going to get some. Mm-hmm. If she was going to stop by the show, and there she is. Mm-hmm. And off she goes.
Alan Arkin, dead in 2023 at the age of 98, and Donald Rumsfeld, dead at 88 in 2021. And that, Sam, is why today doesn't suck.
Excellent job.
Will we get to talk to you tomorrow?
Not tomorrow.
No, you get Lando tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Happy birthday, Cynthia.
Happy birthday.
Bye, Sam.
From the TSC Mothership at Victory Plaza, powered by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.
Rectum.